The petroglyph was carved into a dark gray shale piece about 3 feet by 2.5 feet. It shows a face with circular eyes and a labrae marking below the bottom lip. A local tour guide found it destroyed last month at Wrangell's Petroglyph Beach, which is home to dozens of petroglyphs. Mason Villarma is Wrangell's borough manager.
I think it's sickening to see such a significant artifact and representation of the culture views like that.
Erica Dirks is an archaeology technician for the U.S. Forest Service and the local tribal government, Wrangell Cooperative Association. She says an unknown person placed a rock under one corner of the petroglyph and then hit it with something like another rock or a sledgehammer, breaking it in half. Since the incident, Dirks stabilized the petroglyph, removing the rock from underneath to prevent further fractures. She has been working with the local tribe, the city and borough of Wrangell, and the state to document the damage and many other petroglyphs on the beach.
This is sort of an interesting thing about Petroglyph Beach and something that's which we are now going to deal with. Petroglyph Beach has not been well documented in the past by archaeologists, and we're not entirely sure why. This has sort of fallen through the cracks.
She asks that people leave the petroglyph alone and not try to help repair or move it because that can damage it even more.
Don't do things like touch them, even touch them, because they're sacred. And we ask that you don't uncover ones that are partially covered, that you don't stand on any rocks on the beach, because a lot of the time you don't know what has a petroglyph on it. Maybe it's too worn to see.
Dirk says these petroglyphs are important cultural resources, not only for the tourism industry, but also for the Tlingit people who are from here.
They're places that we should respect and objects that we should respect. And they're not just objects, they're sacred. Because of that, I think we need to think about how we impact things.
She also encourages people not to throw water on the petroglyphs. She says the best way to see them is by taking a photo.
There's so many of those that people don't know that are petroglyphs. They're half buried. And then part of the other thing is don't uncover them. And I know that's something that people have been doing for a really long time, but that also increases impact. And it's also excavating them is also against a state statute that protects them.
One more suggestion she gives is to avoid having a fire at Petroglyph Beach, since fire is one of the greatest threats to rock art. The plan for the damaged petroglyph is to keep it on the beach. Dirks says one of the things about rock art in general is that the place they're located matters. She says they were put there for a reason by the original creators. Borough manager Mason Villarma says the vandalism is rare. He's not aware of any vandalism on the beach before.
I think that we'll have to analyze ways to monitor the site better, whether that's cameras or whether that's increased visits through Parks and Rec or other partners or just having better monitoring capacity out there.
Villarma encourages the public to report any knowledge of the vandalism to the local police department. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.